This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In 2020, Denver opened sanctioned camping sites for people experiencing homelessness. The program was supposed to end in December, but Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports Denver's city council could decide to make it permanent.
According to city data, the sites have sheltered over 500 people, helping 180 secure permanent housing. Community members were initially skeptical, but Kuika Montoya, who runs the program through Colorado Village Collaborative, said perspective shifted when neighbors saw the sites in action.
It's like a dream come true. It's saying, hey, this model is working, and we'd like it to continue beyond the COVID emergency.
If passed, the council bill will allow campsites to stay put for up to 4 years, instead of moving every few months. It would expand where campsites can be located and grow capacity limits. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Eagle County's Housing Authority is relaunching a program for locals. Local property owners are incentivized to rent their houses to local workers instead of renting them as short-term vacation homes. If an Eagle County homeowner chooses to rent to a local worker, they will get between $2,000 and $12,000, depending on how long the lease is. The Miami Heat beat the Denver Nuggets 111 to 108 in Game 2 of the NBA Finals Sunday. Nikola Jokic finished with a game-high 41 points and 11 rebounds. Afterward, Jokic said the team lacked discipline during the game.
If you're going to have a breakdown, it's not going to be a long series, of course. But just because they're punishing you as soon as you make mistakes. So hopefully we're going to be disciplined for next game.
This is the first home loss for the Nuggets this postseason. The series is tied now at one game apiece. Game 3, that next game that Jokic talked about, is Wednesday in Miami. In Denver today, clouds, rain through the afternoon, highs close to 70. Could be a little sunny early tomorrow. In Vail, sunny this morning, a chance for rain and highs in the 60s. This is CPR News.